Oh, yeah, this is not mine. Yeah. Right, for ours.
The Gemara says on the Chachasim and Beis what seems to be a very fascinating machlokas. On the towards the bottom of the two dots, Zochin Mara Itmar Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Chirov Rav Kana Amar Mechza Mechza Inner Chirov. There's machlokas in the Beis Medrash between Rav and Rav Kana. Rav says that Mechza Mechza is equivalent to Rov. Rav Kana disagrees. Mechza Mechza is not Rov. What does this machlokas mean? Rashi explains the Gemara Mechza Mechza. The Gemara at this point thinks that the point of contention between Rav Kahana and Rav is in regard to Shchita. Klamar, Simin, Shechetzi Shachut, Vechetzi Eina Shachut, Habit Ilu, Rubo, Shachut Vekasha. If you have a Simin, which is 50-50, part of it is Shachut, part of it is not, is halachically considered Shechetzi according to Rav, and Rav Kahana, this reason, says Mechza Mechza Inner Kirov. The Gemara continues with what seems to be a Hezber. Rav Amar Mechza Mechza Kirov Halki Amar Olei Rechman Ola Moshe Lutushaya Ruba. Rav explains that Mechza Mechza is Kirov, and therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Halacha Moshe Misinai and Har Sinai, what was the Halacha Moshe Misinai? Lutushaya Ruba. Don't leave over more than 50%. And Meshechtin Rov, you didn't leave over more than 50%. Therefore, the Shechita is Kshera. Rav Kahana Amar, Metza Metza Inner Kirov. Rav Kahana disputes this point and argues that Metza Metza is not Kirov, and therefore, Hachi Amar Le Rechman El Moshe, Shechot Ruba. When Moshe came down with Halach Moshe Mishinai, it was the imperative to Shech Ruba. And if you don't shech druba, it's not going to work. Because by mechza mechza ain't a kirov. Rashi, the Maskel Rachman al Moshe, seems to be a little difficult. Zot Rashi, Rachman al Moshe kishem masar al Moshe hilchos shchita al peh lo tishaya ruba. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the halachos to Moshe and Har Sinai, shchita was said in this fashion, lo tishaya ruba. Then Rashi continues. V'hada Amar, Shnistava Moshe Lushchot Rov, Hainu Mechza Mechza. When Moshe was told to Shech Rov, that means Mechza Mechza. Tekevan Lo Yishtai Ruba, since Rov is not left, Rov Shachut Tarile. That's considered Rov Shachut. And it seems clear from Rashi that the only Machlokes between Rav Kahana and Rav is in regard to Shlita. And when you learn the sugya for the first time, that's what you think also. You see the Gemara, then you see the Gemara brings the wide lines, the Gemara brings what seems to be a raya. Tani chati echad rov, chati echad bebehemosh, chati echad psula. The Gemara then tries to see, does that fit in if you're mechza mechza to rov, and mechza mechza inner to rov. And then the Gemara comes with a bomb. Zach the Gemara, I'll try to prove if mechza mechza to rov or not. Tashma, the third wide line, the last word on the line. Chato l'shnayim, Vein shav in shneim tameim. If you should have something. If you should have to horin. Kli cheres, which you need to do shvira to in order to make it tahar, you need to be misalik the shame kli. The way to make it no longer into a kli is to break it in half in certain situations. In theory, both sides are tahar. Pragmatically, of course, if you should have and therefore you can't do it. But if you could, in theory, break the kli cheres down the middle, each piece would be mechza mechza. We would say it's tahar. Zach to demar, my taharin. Why they tahar? Zil hach itaruba. Zil hach itaruba. if mechza is kerov, then by definition, with each piece of Kli Cheres being chetzi, being mechza, it's also going to be kerov. And therefore, your chiyuv is to get rid of the shame kli. The only way to get rid of the shame kli is to make it less than 50% of what it was before. But if mechza is kerov, you didn't get rid of the shame kli. Because right now, you have two kalim. It would seem to be a little bit illogical, which is what the Gemara says. You can't make two kalim out of one. Tremana, b'chad mana, you can't have that. But in theory, the Gemara is saying, conceptually, if you have this kli cheres, which you break into half, you should now have mechza kerov on one side, it should be tameh, and mechza kerov on the other side, it should be tameh as well. Elamai mechza mechza in a kerov. The problem is, what does Shvias Tricheres have to do b'chlal with Shchita? What's the connection b'chlal? In fact, there's a beautiful sefer published comparatively recently. A lot of the work for the sefer was done by Professor Hurwitz, who teaches in Revel and in Yeshiva College, expert in many Kisvei Yad. The sefer Shita Mitretzes on Maseches Chulin. This is not a Shita Mitretzes like we have on some other Mesechtos, which are some later Sefer. This is the Shita Mitretzes on Mesechtos Gun, written by Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi and his base Medrash. It's interesting, in Professor Hurwitz's Hakdama, he says they found different Tisvei Yad in the Cairo Geniza. One of the biggest treasures for Tisvei Yad, comparatively recent times, was the Cairo Geniza, which a lot of work for the Cairo Geniza was done by Solomon Schechter. In the Cairo Geniza, they found the Shita Mitretzes gave Shir. He was the Rebbe, the Rav, the Rashiva in Cairo. They found in the Geniza Tisvei Yad, which have quotation marks, circles. They didn't use quotation marks. Marks, where Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi told his Talmidim, you should cut from here to here and put that into the Shita Mitretzes. You can copy that. The actual Tisvei Yad they used for the Shita Mitretzes they found in the Cairo Geniza. But they also found the Shita Mitretzes on Maseches Chulin. And it's interesting to note, Professor Hurwitz points this out in the Hakdama, if you take one look at the Shita Mitretzes in Chulin, you'll know something very different. We're usually familiar with Shita Mitretzes on Mesetas from the Bavas, let's say Bava Tama, Bava Asher, Bava Metzia. And there, Shita Mitretzes is mostly Malachi. There's very little analysis. Every so often he'll quote a long line from the Meiri, let's say. The Meiri is going to analyze, or there'll be a lot of Dilyonos, which are later Rishonim that are not necessarily on the same level as Tosfos. They're Dilyon Tosfos, which are not in any way, even though they might have been a Hosafa by someone to Tosfos, not the same as Tosfos. But usually Shita Mitretzes doesn't have his own comments. In the Chulin, it's quite clear that he adds many comments himself. It's a very different style. So he is Malachit a lot, but he adds interesting things himself. And says the Shita Mitretzes, the point that we're going to discuss somewhat extensively, L'chora, Rashi understood that the entire point of this Gemara was only for Shchita, as Rashi says, Mefurish. Mechza, mechza, we think the only point that we are addressing in this Gemara between Rav and Rav Tana is Shchita. What does Rashi mean? Why is it only Hava Mina? Because of course the Gemara in the Maskana says no, it's something to do with Psachim, nothing to do with Chlal, with Shchita. But until that point, says Rashi, says the Shchita Retzis, Rashi understands the whole Yisod of our Gemara is only Shchita. But then, of course, with the Pela Atzum, what's the Pela Atzum? What's the Raya from Kli Cheres? So the Shita Mitretzes asked this kasha. As Morty Turov pointed out, this is quoted Rav Yashiv in the Haros Maseches Chulin, quotes the Shita Mitretzes, but unfortunately does not add insight into what the Shita Mitretzes means. The Shita Mitretzes says, no, the Gemara is asking a kasha from a Kol Shekein. If it's true by Shchita, the Mechza Mechza is Kerov, if it's true by Tri Cheres, Mechza Mechza is Kerov, Kol Shekein should be true by Shchita. So, of course, we're not saying Mechza Mechza is true by Tumah as well. We're saying, L'chora, we can make a Tosh chain. If it's true by Tumah V'tara, it should be true as well by Shlita. Does anyone in this room understand that Teretz? Why not? What does that mean? Manashach, if it's then only by Shlita, what does a Tosh chain mean? You can make a Tosh chain, L'chora, this is a table, so if this in fact is a table, L'chora, Mechza Mechza Terov. Therefore, you should see it's going to be a valid Shlita. What is the connection? The Shlita Mechza says that. Rav Yashiv quotes it also. Unfortunately, does not add any hesper. I don't understand what the Shita Mitretzes means. I just don't understand the words. What does that mean? How can you make a Tosh chain? The whole point, according to Shita Mitretzes, is that Rashi says Mefurish. Rashi says the whole din of the Gemara is only for Shlita. If it's really only for Shlita, then what can the connection be to Tanur?
When Rashi says that the whole din of the saying that, because like, at the end of the Gemara, the Gemara concludes that it's for Pesachim. So doesn't mean he's saying like Pesach that right now we're discussing Shkita.
Agreed. But the Shkita says in the first, we don't see it inside of them in the. That's what I would have said also. For Mitzal Ashkenazi, clearly, in terms of that says, Kamim, Kamim, Kamim. Goes to the whole suit, you explain that it's not true. Rashi says the din is daft, Rashi. We don't see one example of that inside of the Marmar Pelos. But this is just what Lechora, what I would have said as well, someone like you. We'll see the Rashi might say otherwise, but Rabbi Mitzal Ashkenazi understood that it's the for Pashut. Rashi understood this din to be limited by Shkita alone. And then Lechora of the Pela, which Mitzal Ashkenazi again addresses. But Hashem Yarinenu, I don't understand what the teretz that the Hilad of Shkita Benitz is saying. So now let's proceed in the study and see how we can understand Rashi, perhaps. Tosfos explains, this Tosfos is misplaced. It's on Chaf Tesem and Aleph instead of on Chaf Tesem and Beis. This is in both the old version of the old Vilna Shas or even in the new Vilna Shas. They still have it in the same wrong place because that's the way the Vilna Shas set it up. Zawachi Teruba for Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Tosfos really yes, somewhat similar Kasha. Vim Tomar, I twist you away. What's the Gemara talking about with Tri Chayra? Zawachi Teruba, Zawachi Teruba. Zechi Amar Nami Hachi Hacha Hachi Admirachon Alamoshe with the Shai Yeruba to the Lel Harintan Rov Vitar and Zoktos says hello. I understood what's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara explained this. It wasn't just Machlokas Rav and Rav Kana. What was pshat in Rav? Rav said Metzam Metzus to Rov and he did a Hesber. What was the Hesber? Hachi Amar Leirachon Alamoshe with the Shai Yeruba. Don't leave over Rov. Zoktosus. That's a great answer to the Gemara's Kasha by Tli Charis as well. The Gemara, the halacha Mishnah Sinai was lo tishai yeruba. If it's lo tishai yeruba, what does that mean? Don't leave over rov. Whenever you need to do something, you need to rov. It means lo tishai yeruba. So if you know only need lo tishai yeruba, it's where you're mashaya rov. No, because you broke it down the middle. Since you broke it down the middle, you'd not leave over rov. Memela, you fulfilled what the Torah said. Break rov. It ends. Zoktosus lechora. The Gemara's kasha doesn't start. If the whole point of mechza to rov means hachi. Admir Rachman al Moshe. That Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Sinai has a lacha Moshe mi Sinai of lo tishai yeruba. Whenever we need rov, it doesn't mean we need rov. It means don't leave over rov. By Ticheres as well. If I broke it down the middle, did I leave over rov? No. So I broke rov. What's the Gemara's question? It's also just a terence. Yishlomar, the Toy Dabar b'chashivus. No. You need to have chashivus. Mishma d'chashav by mechza terov, sharil el. By Shkita, Mechzis is considered rov. It's chashuv. Yeshan here shir hechshu shchita. Kainami yesh chashivas mechzis dinu kirov. Tosus says a svara, but it's a little ambiguous. It's hard to know what Tosus means. Which is why, aside from the beautiful analysis of Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, in the treasure of the Shu'at Mechzis on Chulin, we also have quotes from the Baal Yatosus. And one of the classic things you might be familiar with perhaps most from Mesechus Bava Kama is that we know whenever we have a Tosus which is ambiguous, we try to find other Baalei Tosus which seem to be addressing the points in other texts and compare it and try to see how we can understand it. In Bava Kama, one of the famous other parallel Baalei Tosus is Rebbeinu Peretz, Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz. It used to be known only from the Shu'at Mechzis, but then many years ago and then more recently in better printing, we have Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz on Bava Kama. Here as well, the Shu'at Mechzis Tosus Rebbeinu Peretz on Chulin, which explains what Tosus means. Zapnim Peretz, this is the first source on the Maamar Makalos sheet. Zelashon Tosus Tamar Rebbeinu Peretz, Zal. Vitzarach Lomer, what's the Teretz? Zok Tosus, everyone have Maamar Makalos sheets? You have here all the way in the back, you have? If I have Dovin in the front? Yes, you have. Super front? Yeah, what's that? Zok, the sheet of Dezes. Zelashon Tosus Tamar Rebbeinu Peretz, Zal. Vitzarach Lomer, Iker Tamayu Tali Vesvara. The real machlokas within Rav and Rav Kana is not whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Olach Moshe Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu lo tishai ruba shchot ruba. The Iker machlokas is machlokas in Svara alone. Rav said mechza mechza chashuv to Rav. Rav holds that when you need Rav, it means mechza mechza. But here in the shechet pauda, tuva avad. When you shechted pauda, that's chashuv to Rav. Mehai taima Melav, since he holds that mechza mechza Alpi Svara, not Alpi Alach Moshe Sinai. Mechza Mechza is to Rov. That means whenever you need Rov, Mechza is Rov. That's considered Rov. What's the problem we have? So in Peretz, there's a linguistic problem. The Gemara, Daf earlier, on Chafes and Menalov, told us that had an Alach Shchita, Bezavachta, Tashay Tzvi Sichol, Tashay Tzvi Sichamin, Hachi Adrochon Lamoshe. Moshe was told to Alach Moshe Sinai, a rov echad rov, a rov shnayim v'behema. The word is rov. Rov echad rov, rov shnayim v'behema. So I understand, Rav, that you hold mechza, mechza is good shchita. That's fine and good. Even though mechza, mechza is good shchita, how does that fit in with the words rov? Tehainu. L'chora, Rav Peretz is telling us, which is really what Tosfos means as well, there are three permutations that can happen when a person takes a knife and severs one of the simanim of an animal. Option number one, yushecht 51% or more. Option number two, which of course is kosher, that's rov. Option number two is yushecht 49% or less, which of course is not good. Option number three is yushecht 50%. Now, Rav holds 50% is a valid shchita. No questions asked, that's the svara. Rav holds that's considered a chaticha chashuva, that's a good enough shchita. The meisa shchita was a meisa which was valid. Even though that's true, Rav seems to be up the river without a paddle. Because even though he holds that mechza mechza is going to work, that's not rov. Rov means 51% and on. Linguistically, the Gemara that said that hachi ad rechon olamoshe, shechot ruba, you have to say, or hachi ad rechon olamoshe, rov echad ba'of, doesn't seem to make sense. So you're right, al pidin rav. You can say that 51% works, so that's rov, and 50% works because mechza mechza works. But how could you say that mechza mechza is included in the alchemy shizana that says you need to do rov? So again, what's the yisod of Rav? Rav's yisod is that 50% works. Mechza mechza is a kosher shchita. The problem is that doesn't fit in with the words that mechza, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to shecht rov echad ba'ov. That's still not rov. It might be an honorary shchita. The shchita works, but it's not considered rov. Memela, Zot Rina Peretz, second line, may hai taima kamar dechi kamar rachman ala Moshe shechot Darachashuv Rov Echad Oof what the Shire come relate. Mamela, says in Peretz, now when we come to figure out what the Alchemy Shri Sinai was, we say, what was the way Akadosh Baruch Hu couched Shchita? What was the phraseology Akadosh Baruch Hu used? Well, it's a Shire Ruba. That's how we get the word Rov into the kind of the Mechza Mechza. So the Svara of Rav is that Mechza Mechza is valid Shchita, it's a Shchita Chashuva. That's enough. And if you met Rav, you'd ask Rav, why is Mechza Mechza going to be a good Shchita? Because it's Shchita Chashuva. The problem Rav's left with is that how does that fit into the words Rov? Mechza Mechza might be a Shchita Chashuva, it's not Rov. Mela, we have the words, Lo Tishaya Ruba, to say, oh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu something about Rov, Echad Ba'of, Hashem used the words Ruba, Lo Tishaya Ruba, and that's why it's going to fit. But the Svara for Rav is not because Lo Tishaya Ruba. The Svara for Rav really is, Mechza Mechza works. Mechza Mechza is Dover Chashuv. You just need to fill it in to the words Rov. So Mechza Mechza, then, when the Gemara says Mechza Mechza to Rov, it's really imprecise. Mechza Mechza Kishera. Mechza Mechza is a thin Rov, because just like Rov is kosher, Mechza Mechza is kosher too. But it's not going to be that Mechza Mechza is the equivalent of Rov. That's what we need to try to figure out. How does that work in the Lechem HaShri Sinai? We say, no, well, Tishaya Ruba. Oh, there's the word Ruba there. Therefore, it's enough to say the Shchitas is going to be included in what the Lechem HaShri Sinai was. As to the Peretz further, with this we can understand why there's no reason to say that by Tri Cheres, if you break it down the middle, it should be good. Aval Benetitza, Lo Kamerlein Etotz Adol Tishaya Ruba. Nowhere does the Torah say, nowhere does Rosh Rabbeinu say, break it until you don't have rov left. Because even by Shchita, was the real point not to have rov left? No, the real point was that breaking it in half is considered a Maisa Shchita Chashuva. El Amar Lei should take Kol Chaticha V'Chaticha Netutza. What we need by Chicheres is that each piece has to be broken. We don't need to have the Rechashuv left. Hiltoch Parach Shapir V'Madem Remechza Mechza Tirov. Mela makes a lot of sense why the Gemara asks, according to you, Mechza Mechza to Rov, then by Kli Cheres, you left Dover Chashuv. What is Rebbe Peretz saying? So Rebbe Peretz says a bit difference between Shchita and Kli Cheres. By Shchita, what am I focusing on? I'm focusing on the Maisa Shchita. I need to have a Maisa Shchita on Rov HaSimon. So Rav, not only is it a Maisa Shchita and Rov HaSimon, even Maisa Shchita and Chatzi Simon is going to be enough as well. What we focus on is the Maisa Shchita. I did a Maisa Shchita on half. Me'idach by Kli Cheres, is there any din in the Torah, netotz, you have to break the Kli Cheres? No. If I want to accomplish a result of making sure the Kli Cheres is no longer Kli Cheres, are no longer a kli, so therefore the tumah is going to be paka. What do? I break it. But there I need to make sure I don't have a result which is going to be a kli cheres anymore. It's not going to be a kli. Therefore, mepsa mepsa kirov only is going to help as far as shchita. Because shchita, the point is not l'tishai aruba. The point really is, you need a maisa chashuva. Maisa chashuva, you even need mepsa mepsa. But by kli cheres, do you need a maisa? Is that the point? The point's not the maisa. The point is the result. The result is that you make sure there is no shchita, there is no kli cheres, which is going to have an amount which is going to remain to be a kli. And therefore, what do we focus on? We focus on what you have here. What you have here is lamaisa going to be mechza. Once there's mechza, that's considered a chaticha chash, that's considered a chayot chashu from a kli. That's going to be a problem. Jay? So that's 49, this is 49 stars, Ara, in the Rashba.
Yeah, it's
so the problem is... For sure, I mean, Paris definitely says it's not true. I'm skeptical if anyone really says that it's true. I don't think... All the Makaras, the 49 star quotes, did not seem to necessarily... I didn't see anyone saying that it's really, there's a mice and a titsa. And even if they do, Lachar, you can try to say they didn't really mean as much as necessarily he's saying. Maybe, okay. Perhaps. It's possible. That's what he points out. But even if that's true, let's even take the simple approach. Let's say that's true. There's something that Rami Peretz is saying. That's not what Tosfos is going to be saying either. So even if that would be true, there's something that there is, he says Mefurish. So the only question is, could others say not that way? So maybe yes, maybe no. But that's definitely not the standard approach. Rami Peretz then who had the approach of Tosfos in our studio.
Do you have any way of reading the Gemara not like Tosfos? I thought the Gemara itself is basically, like, I don't know any other way to read the Gemara. Tosa has a really good question.
Right, in economy.
It's not just Tosa, you're saying you don't have any way to
read anymore. Right, no, I think it's only because 49 star in the Rajah footnotes in the Rajah makes a discussion. He says with one of
the way.
Correct. He has a little different Rajah. That's Lukhar the Pashtus in the Sugya. And even Lukhar, even if you hold that there's a mitzvah in the Titsa, you can still make a chilut. What's the mitzvah in the Titsa? Still, even if the mice is important, but we look at the result as well. As opposed to Shrita, we look at the Maisa much more and the result much less. So even if the Netitza is a Chiyuv, but we still look at what's happening to the Netitza also to get rid of the Shem Tli. If you do a Netitza and you just do a Maisa and a Netitza, but you only chip off a tiny bit, that's not going to be good anyway. We still need to have a product which is going to be Natutz as well. If this is Pshat, Lechari, this is what Rami Peretz is saying very beautifully. Lechari, this is Pshat in Rashi as well. Rashi that says, Dimaskel Rachman al Moshe, the Rashi that we read in the beginning of the Chabura. What does that mean? Rashi seems to be very extensive. Rashi is bothered by the same problem of written parrots. Kshemasar le Moshe l'chushchita al peh wa tushai ruba. Vada marashin nesav Moshe l'chushchot rov hainu mechza mechza. Tivin lo ishtai ruba ro shachit hori. What does Rashi mean? Rashi is bothered by written parrots' problem. Rashi is not trying to explain the svara of why mechza mechza to rov. Rashi says, Rachman al Moshe is only an issue in terminology. You're right. Mechza mechza kerov might be a svara. The problem is we still have to grapple with halacha moshe Sinai. How could it be that halacha moshe Sinai, which says rov mefurush, Rav said that, Rebbe said that on Amud Aleph. How could that go together with the idea of mechza mechza kerov? Zok Rashi, no, that's pshat. Rachman aloshe, meaning the way to get out of the halacha moshe Sinai is to say it was lo tishai ruba. Is that the svara though of what it means to say mechza mechza kerov? Of course not. That's not the svara. That's again trying to explain the idea of mechza mechza to rove in light of the halacha of Moshe Mishina. This is a hara that Allenstein made to me and Judah Curtis made this before I showed the Shrita Medetzis, but that's Lukhara, what Shrita Medetzis in the parrots will work very well in Rashi.
I don't see the Lukhara reading is helpful. In the end of the day, if you just want to say, okay, Rav has this din, Mechza was Hashem, why don't you just say that outright as opposed to trying to make it sound, it's still sound, as you said before, it sounds like as if Gemara is giving a reason. So either it doesn't.
Well, does it really? It sounds like we would have thought that. Is there any chreif that the Gemara is giving a reason? Hachli Adrei Rachman Aloshe means that's.
But what's the point of that then? There's nothing for it.
No, because it's a major issue. Meaning the Rav and Rav Hanan can say this idea, but Lamaisa, they can't deal with it if it's against the Mefurash Gemara that says Rov.
No, but they should word it as they should say Rachman Aloshe Mechta Havidaber Chashiv or some sort of.
No, Because that's the Svara we understand. The Gemara is not trying to explain the Svara. The problem is we need to have the word Ruba in Halacha Moshe Sinai. So if Mepsa Mepsa is not really Kerov, Mepsa is a valid Shchita, which is 50%. But we have Halacha Moshe Sinai that says you need Rov. So you can tell me it's honorary Shchita from today till tomorrow. It's still not Rov. That's the only issue the Gemara is addressing here. How do we get the Rov into Mepsa Mepsa? But we do see Luchara, like I said before, Luchara, according to this random parent, which is Rashi, Luchara, which is Tosos, there's three ways of having Shrita. 51% and more, 49% and less, and 50. 50 might be halakhically valid, but it's not Kerov. When the Gemara says Kerov here, it just means it'll accomplish the same thing as Rov, but it's not going to be Rov. It's not Rov, it's 50-50. Mamela, it's going to be considered Rov because the Gemara says Lotashai Ruba. So that's the Svara, of course, is that you need to have Zabar Chashuv, but the way it fits into Halacha Moshe Sinai is by saying, what's a Shai Ruba? In fact, this approach seems to be the approach the Rashba himself takes. And it's interesting, this Rashba is not a Rashba that we have in our Chidushim at all. It's uncharacteristic. Most Rashbas quoted in the Shutz of Betes are that I've seen, a Rashba is usually that we have in other Masechtos. Most Rashbas, we usually have Rashbas. We don't have incomplete sets of Rashba. Other Rishonim, unfortunately, we're not Zochet has a complete sets of, but usually the Rashba we have complete sets of. Yet here, as Arya pointed out, this Shutz of Betes quotes a Rashba, which does not exist in our tradition of Rashba. Zochet Shutz of Betes, Zilchach Iteruba, Zilchach Iteruba. Kashuli, Adiraba, similar Kashu to what we saw before. Similar Tasha, why don't we say, instead of focusing on what you did, focus on what the other side is. Each side should prove the other side is considered a valid plea. Velesa, danan avdinans, hahu ditrichinan lewa hakshir mechza mechza terov. Vola mechza dolo tzrichinan lakshure. Hirash vazal bechidushav. Zach to shoot the betetzes from the Rashba. What is pshat in the Gemara's question from Chicheres? Again, when we want to break Chicheres, we have two ways of looking at it. The glass, of course, can be half full, half empty. So whenever you look at the kli, if you hold mechza mechza terov, maybe the reason it's tahar is because since mechza mechza terov of this kli, that means also mechza mechza terov of the other kli. Meaning, if I take the kli and I break it in half. So the Gemara is saying, L'chara mechza mechza terov, that means each part of the tli, if you look at this part of the tli and you thought it was broken, it's not broken, the mechza mechza is still terov. So up the Rashba, no. Maybe say the way around. Mechza mechza terov, I had one tli, I broke it in half. So now, I broke it in half. Looking at this tli, what's the din? Well, look at the part you took off of it. That's mechza, and they're mechza terov. Which means by definition, the part that I'm now trying to be dan on is eno terov, and therefore it should be tahor. Now let's do the reverse the other way. Now, what about this part? Is this rov or not? Well, look at the piece that I broke it from. That's mechza kirov, which means if this is rov, clearly this isn't, and therefore it's going to be tar. Why don't we do that? Zef the Rashba? No. Obviously, we're focusing on the case at hand. Each piece has to be addressed as being davar chashuv or not. And therefore, when we look at each piece itself, we're going to say that's considered mechza kirov. L'chor, even though the Rashba is more sasum, he's really saying the same underlying idea as the Rebbein of Peretz. That is, that the Svara of Mechza Mechza Terov didn't mean that Hakei Adam Rechonel was a Shai Ruba. No, that was a global idea. We need a Dover Chashuv. We need Dover Chashuv that's going to apply. When you look at this thing, is this thing Dover Chashuv or not? By Shkita, that applies, and by Shriya Shalem, that applies. Is Dover Chashuv or not? And therefore, you can try to figure out if it's going to be Tahar or Tami. Chaim? Meaning you could have still said, like in fact that the Shutz of Betes has argued in Rashi, that the whole din here is only going to be by Shrita. So you're saying the question is on the Gemara. Meaning we can understand that the Gemara understood it's true globally, but how did the Gemara know that? How did the Gemara know that it's going to apply to Shrita? So with Ora, that's really the question which is addressed by the Rashba in the next source. So up the Rashba in this Rashba we have Mechza Mechza Terov, Perish. It's clear from the Gemara, the Gemara understood that Mechza Mechza Terov was not a machlokes dafka in Shchita. Perish bechol rubi di'almanami. In all roves in the world, The Torah said, the question in the Gemara is, whatever you need rov for Shchita, rov for Tanur, rov Kosts, any rov under the sun, rov Meshulash, any rov you're going to need, all those rovs, does that mean Mepsa Mepsa Kirov or not? With a global Machlotis, which of course is the simple shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says, in the middle of Chulin, but the Gemara says, Rav Mepsa Mepsa Kirov, Rav Tanur Mepsa Mepsa Inner Kirov. Machlokas doesn't say about what. Of course, Machlokas everywhere. Mamela is up the Rashba, that's the Machlokas here. Everywhere in the world, is it going to be a din by... Is it going to be Mepsa Mepsa Kirov or not? Again, the Tamar Haki Admir Echon Moshe, B'chol Ruba Yilotashai Ruba. B'tei Delecha, Yidakshu Emitano Shechotu L'shnayim. How do I know Zuf the Rashba? From the fact that we bring in Tanur. Bring in Tanur, obviously you're going to hold that this Machlokas is not only a Machlokas as far as the issue of Shchita, obviously with Dolbor, else have to bring in Tanur to Shchita. Now, the Rashba is very, uses a strange language. The Rashba says, Zekamar, Hachi Admei Rechmona L'moshe B'chol Rubi L'Toshai Ruba. That in all roves, what was the Halacha Moshe Sina that was said in all roves? Was it said to be rove or even Mechza Mechza? Well, over the Rashba is Lav Dafka. Why is the Rashba Lav Dafka? Because we pointed out in Tosus and L'chora, there's no way out. As Rafi pointed out before, L'chora, everyone has to hold that the Gemara doesn't mean that the Iker point of Rav and Rav Kahana is how the Halacha Moshe Sinai was. That's really just trying to supplement how it's going to fit into Hilcha Shchita. But the Iker point of both Rav and Rav Kahana is, do we need Davar Chashuv or not? If that's true, then when the Rashba here says that the Machlokas is in all roves of the world, how did the Halacha Moshe Sinai come down? Does the Rashba really mean how does the Halacha Moshe Sinai come down? No, because not every Halacha was necessarily dependent on the Halacha Moshe Sinai. The real point of Rav and Rav Kahana is Mepsa Mepsa going to be valid or not? Is it Davar Chashuv or not? So when the Rashba says here, Hachi Admir Rachman Moshe B'chol Rubi L'Toshai Ruba, in all roves, what was the Halacha Moshe Sinai? Well, the Rashba doesn't really mean precisely what was the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Because the Halacha Moshe Sinai is not the major point of contention between Rav and Rav Kahana. Rather, we're going to say that when the Rashba just means Mechza Mechza to Rov, which is a Machokas and Sfara between Rav and Rav Kahana, happens to be Machlokas here, also regarding the Halacha Moshe Sinai, but that Machlokas is going to be Machlokas, which is a global Machlokas on all areas of Shas. But again, it can't be that the Rashba means that Dafka, the Halacha Moshe Sinai, is what is the Yisod of Machlokas, because then the Suga doesn't need to make sense. And furthermore, it's not true that everywhere in Shas, that you need Rov, there's a special Halacha Moshe Sinai in that case. How can the Machlokas be in everywhere that you need Rov, there's a Halacha Moshe Sinai? Obviously, what the Rashba means is that the same thing that we have is Mechza Mechza Terov, or Mechza Mechza Terov, is it considered Dover Chashuv or not? It applies by Shchita, applies by Tanur, applies anywhere else that you're going to need Rov. But not that the Iker point of Machlokas between Rav and Rav Kahana is going to be within the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. However, the Shchita Medretes in the next source disagrees with our approach. Zachto Shchita Medretes, Amrav Ketina, Tosh Machot Oshnayim, L'shitas Rashi Zal, V'chisukat Aitoch, Minyan Shkita Kamar. This is the study of Tanur, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, they understood the whole Machokas Rav and Rav Kahana was only would have one thing in the world. What was that one thing? Shkita. So then it says, the Shkita Ketina says, Kashe, Imtein, Mai Parach Mitanur. What's the question from Tanur? Dilmiyin shchita shiny. Maybe shchita is different. Yesh lomar, mikol shetein parach. No. The Gemara is asking about kol shetein. Dim amru mechza mechza terov and shchita lahatel. If you say mechza mechza terov is by shchita, in order to be mekel and say it's a good shchita, kol shetein shishon lomar tein in yintuma lahachmir. We should have said it for tuma lahachmir, kaini really. And from the fact that we don't, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Like I said before, quite clearly, Rashi only holds his din by Shchita. Yet even though, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara, yet even though we're going to say Rashi understands the Rav Kahana applies his din only by Shchita, still you have a Tol Shetein, if it's true by Shchita, Tol Shetein should be true by Tumah. So I'm not zochet to understand the shita of Tretzis. I don't understand what that means. If it's really a din only by shita, what does a kolshtein mean? If you don't say it's a kolshtein, l'chora that means it's a din not only by shita. Elamai, l'chora, which we zochet to understand the shita of Tretzis. But until then, l'chora, what you have to say in Rashi is that Rashi is going to say that Rashi understands, like the Rashba, like Rebbe Peretz, like Tosos, that the whole yisod of this Gemara is only a din. It's not only din in Shlita, it's a din everywhere. What's the Yisod of our Gemara? The Yisod of our Gemara is both in issues of Shlita as well as issues anywhere else. But Tosus points out themselves, and Chavtes Ben Aruf, and all the other Rishonim. Tosus thinks it should be true in Erevin. Perhaps Tosus gives a teretz why it shouldn't be in terms of a detail. Tosus thinks it should be true anywhere else that you need Rov. Anywhere that you need Rov, with Oro, the Gemara is telling us, the Machlokas in the Havamina between Rav and Rav Kahana is Mechsa Mechsa to Rov. That Machlokas between Rav and Rav Kahana, which again, according to Tosus, according to Peretz, according to Rashi, according to the Rajba, is Machlokas in all areas of Shas, has the following detail, which is a problem. The problem is, in Shlita though, it can't be Machlokas because we know the Halakha has said Rov. So is that what Rashi says, and Peretz and Tosus say, no. Then Halakha Mishra Sinai, that we can take care of, saying it was Lotashaya Ruba. That's how we get rid of Shlita. But the Yisrael Machlokas has nothing to do with Shlita. It's much more far-reaching than Shlita. It's Machlokas everywhere. Is Mepsa Mepsa to Rov. And therefore, the Gemara then asks very well from Tanur, which is why the Rashba says it's Machlokas everywhere, and the Rashba says it's Mitra Betzes. We are clearly not going to look at the idea of Lotashaya Ruba as the major point, because if Lotashaya Ruba was the major point by Tchicheres should be valid. It should be Taka Tahar. The Gemara doesn't have a Kasha. Obviously, what we look at is when you're breaking this piece, each piece has to be broken. When each piece has to be broken, then even though that's not Lotashaya Ruba, yeah, Lotashaya Ruba was only detailed in by where? By Shchita. Anywhere else, we don't use Lotashaya Ruba, and therefore it's a Din and Kala Tahar Kula, the Gemara thinks at this point, but it's still going to be a point which has to be fixed up a little bit by Shchita, but it's much larger than the idea of Lotashaya Ruba. It's a Din which is based upon Sfara alone.
Does the Pablo Shita like that means that it's a din by Shchita, but Koshkin is just, if you're going to say Lahakas, then Koshkin should say Lahachmir. Not that he's making a dimyon between Shchita and Tumma. Of course, he throws that in because that's what's going on, but it's more that if you're going to say Lahakas, then Koshkin should say Lahachmir.
Okay.
He's coming to Lafuke that don't say, just like you say Lahakel by Shchita, you should say everywhere else Lahakel by Shchita. You can say Lahachmir by everywhere else. As a kosher came, but you can't make a amendment to you, lahaka.
No, I mean, it's clear in the Shita that he says to the whole studio, he says, he quotes that Rashi says it's a din in Shlita. The Rashba says it's a din in Tola Terakula. And as he goes to the studio, he tries to figure out how does Rashi understand it's a din only in Shlita, and the Rashba understands it's a din in Tola Terakula. So here also he's trying to understand, how does that work then?
But you can still say that the Lacham Shmini, I'm just asking, I mean, if the Lacham Shmini Sinai is by Shchit and Echinami, but you can learn a Kosh came from that Lacham Shmini Agufa. That's what he's doing. That you just that Kosh came, you can say that it's Enochem, it's Lacham Shmini Sinai by Shchita, but Kosh came if over here by Shchita Lahakel, and Kosh came in other places, Lahachmir. You can't make a
Kosh. And what's the Kasha then? And the Rukh has a Kasha based on that?
Because the Kosh came,
why?
Is about Kosh came.
How should it make sense? What does that mean?
You can't make Kosh came from Lacham Shmini Sinai?
No, even if you can, but you can't answer Kasha, meaning...
It's a Kosh King. Kosh King is one of the Yugun Midos.
Yeah, what does that mean? So sometimes you can have a Kavu Chomer from one... But if the whole point is that it's Lav... So then what you're really saying, then, is that it should apply Lav Dan from Shchita. I mean, if it's a Din, only in the Halakha, you're saying Shchita. Why?
But not Lahakha by other places. Because you can't learn it... meaning, what it means is that it's only by Shchita. You can say that you can't learn other places in a Mematzinu from here to other places because it's a Din by Shchita. So you can't be make one other places just because of this Din by Shchita. But the Machmer in other places, maybe you could from Kosh Kane. Meaning, Kosh Kane is more of a stronger Limud than just a Sama Mematzinu. Mematzinu, you're trying to tell you, no, it's only Din by Shchita. That's a Kosh Kane, maybe you could. Is that possible?
In theory, but then the question is if you can learn, Machlok Tavishon, if you can learn a Kosh Kane from Machmer Mematzinu, even if that's true, then it's still hard to understand. What you're really saying then is that it's Lav Zevdin and Shchita. I mean, you're willing to expand it to other places too. Then the Machlokas between Rashi and the Rajba is really not such a Machlokas. So one way you're saying, oh, it was said by Shchita and everywhere else, a priori. And the other way is saying, oh, it was said by Shchita, we're going to establish it everywhere else anyway,
no,
altogether.
Only
Lahach. Okay, but only Lahach.
There's the Machlokas in the day.
Right.
Meaning, what you say to, in other places, Lahach.
Right.
I'm just wondering what he means.
Then the question is also the case of the Gemara's question earlier. The Gemara's question of the first question of the Gemara by Trefa. So Yemen Mechsa Mechsa Tarov. What's the Gemara's question over there? So the Gemara says, Shvat Pesula. In the third case, the Gemara also talks about Treifa. So, what about there? So we want to say also there it's going to be Lahatil. You have to really try to see if it's going to work in all the cases of the Gemara. But yes, it's something like that, but it's still hard to understand. If the whole point is that it's going to be something which is local, how do you then make it into global? David? Meaning, so the din, the halacha shenitin was only said by
the uniqueness of halacha shenitin, or whatever, as far as by the
you know, like the Raj Masara within the Shuts Methus, meaning that's similar to the Svara of the Parents' Svara, let's say, that it's. So then the question is, then you're just blurring the. Similar to Rafi, you're still really blurring the distinction between how far was it said? Was it really said only by Shkita, or is it everywhere else? And maybe that's true. Maybe all the Shkita's means is that the question is only a point of departure. Was it said everywhere, originally everywhere, or was it said by Shkita and we weren't to everywhere else? Maybe. Possibly. Right?
In our Gemara over here, we have like Rebbe saying, you know, that the Moshe was commanded on Rov Echad Ba'Ofen, etc. In Hilchos Erevin, do we have like a similar kind of Gemara where it says like Moshe was commanded on Rov?
Well, the Gemara says Shiurin Chatzitin Mechitzin Halach Moshe Mishina. Shiurin Chatzitin Umechitzin Mechitza. The idea of Mechitzos.
But we don't have the word Rov in that statement.
No, but the Mechitzin in general, meaning it's not out of bounds. Say that's Halach Moshe Mishina altogether. Meaning Mechitzos, the Shiur Mechitzos.
Right, I'm saying since Rebbe used the word Rov, by what Moshe was told, so then you know, over here in the Machlokas, they had to explain what Rov meant.
Right.
But in there, does it say Rov?
Right. Which an economy.
You're saying it doesn't say Rov.
Right.
Which would mean that the Chum in there, or whoever was arguing in there, they wouldn't have had to bring in that Hachi Agmar Moshe.
And economy, right. So that's what I'm saying. Meaning, that's what I think the Rebbe Peretz is really saying. That's what everyone's really pointing out, that the Yisod Machlokas is only in the Svara, that's not the Rov or not. Here we need to fix it up by using the lashon, and
right.
we don't need to do it by Mechitzos.
I'm saying, but in
right.
Erev, and also they say Hachi Agmar Moshe, you know, Lotishar.
Are you saying that's a kasha?
Yeah.
So what is the Hachi Agmar Moshe if there's no idea of Rov there? Meaning, so according to Tosfos Teretz, it says the sudas are not related. That's okay, but if we're presuming that they're all in theory to be related, why does Hachi Agmar Moshe go over there?
Yeah,
the whole point is that it's only the initial. That's a good question. Good question. Yes, think about it.
Just a clarification. We're trying to say that Rosh and Reina Terence and Rosh are all the same. I thought we were trying to say that Rosh was slightly different. I thought we were saying that Rosh was sort of cutting the question off ahead of time. You say no. It was said in Matzah Karov, it was said by all dinim, and therefore the Tanur question flows very easily. It's not a problem. Whereas I thought we were saying that Rosh and Reina Terence were saying no. Matzah is a separate dinim. It's chashuv, like even Tosfos are saying. And that's a separate point. And the idea, like I thought you were saying before, was the idea is we're trying to fit into the. But the point is that's why Tanur actually is a question. We have to somehow, you know, finagle, find some way around it.
According to the parrots?
Right.
Rather than according to the parrots, it's quite clear that the point is not the Halachah Mishnah Sinai. The point is, as he says, Mefurish, it's the din in Svara. I mean, the Malpokas is the din in Svara. Halachah Mishnah Sinai is just a footnote. How do we get out of the Halachah Mishnah Sinai? We need to figure out.
So it was just that there's a din, Nechsa is Kashmir.
Right. I think even the Rashba holds that. I mean, what's the Rashba going to say? It was a din everywhere that has Halachah Mishnah Sinai? No, then how does he understand the Sugya? By Tana necessarily. There's no Halachah Mishnah Sinai necessarily. L'chora, the Rashba said that also. When he says Halachah Mishnah Sinai, he didn't mean that was the point. He meant there was a Svara, L'chora. Right, it's an important lechara. In fact, that's the Rashi Shita Retz says Mefurish. I think a more abbreviated form of Ren and Peretz. And if that's true, then the point can't really be the Halach Mashmi Sinai. The point really is the Svara. Even though it says the Halach Mashmi Sinai, it's Lav Dafta, Bukhara.
So?
You could. Okay, let's say that's true.
So then the Rajma could be saying that's one concept.
Possibly. Maybe, in theory. You have to find where that is. You have to find where that is. Where's that Olachim Sinai? But yeah, in theory you could have said that. And then it's going to really still be making it not as similar.
Lama lo sholim ala yered asufi shenimtza beir shemechza mechza yudim ve yonken shamasu.
Ken. As el shtim azer arishonim. By inyan shel el arufa. Ken, eich afshar... Shama, mechza mechza. Zenuri adam osud yasha as v'tosvot efshalotzamtsim. Ken, mechza mechza dam ken. Vizet tirov. Chol yos shuze shayach. Osud yashal. Osud yazot. So halacha, it seems like with Ora, the simplest way to understand the sugya is that there's really no halachos between the Rashi and other Rishonim, Rashi and Rashi. The way I would have thought is that everyone really holds that the din of Mechza Mechza Terov is B'ikar Asvara. The Machlokas is B'ikar Asvara. Then the question is, how far does that Asvara apply? Does it apply to other places? It's all within one question. Is that Asvara true or not? The Rav then has to put in a footnote, try to figure out how that works with Halacha Mashmi Sinai. But the Iker point is a point in Asvara, which is why we can say by Shchita it works one way, by Tana it works a different way. With that we still have the Shchita Medrasis that says, no, it's Adin Dafter by Shchita. We have Rafi and David's Haris and Shchita Medrasis. Perhaps Shchita Medrasis means that it's Adin only by Shchita. But Maisa, we can extend it to other things, but according to the Rashba, it was said a priori, only by everywhere, as opposed to by Shchita, according to, let's say, the Rashi was said by Shchita, even though we can extend it to other cases as well, perhaps. Although it's still hard to understand why the Maharishan Esther cautions from that as a Hechreach. And we have Ari's expression also, if it's really only a footnote as far as Hilchas Shchita, why does the Gemara in Erevin seem to say Halacha Adin Rechmon Ol Moshe, which also seems to be another problem over there as well. The Gemara in Chavtes Amid Beis, a different sugya, brings Machlokas Rav Shimon ben Levi, Rav Shimon ben Lachish, Mishum Levi Saba, and Rav Yochanan, if Eina L'Shchita El Basof, or Yesh L'Shchita Mitzvah L'Yad Sof. Yeah, Morty? So, what's the difference?
So one is figuring out whether it's one is trying to prevent the halacha moshe, and one is trying to just figure out the
halacha. Meaning, so here it's halachi admirei lechon ol moshe, halachi admirei lechon ol moshe. I mean, that's the exact lashon of rov. Halachi admirei just meant that it's going to fit into the rules. Meaning, when after the rov said the halacha moshe sinai, now it's worked backwards. Let's see what happens.
Which one is which?
Halachi admirei lechon ol moshe means what was the language Hashem said? When Hashem said rov, we have to try to figure it in those that word rov. There in the Gemara, when it's talking about Mechitzos, just means Halki Adin Rechmon Ol Moshe. Whenever the halachos were said, then whatever the dinim are, we have to fit it into the din of Erevin. We'll try to work and figure out the dinim, and then we'll put it back, and that was included in the halachos Mishnah Sinai. Not necessarily specific halachos Mishnah Sinai. We're not even zochet to have reshachta in the country, but at least we're zochet to have reshachta with the chavura. Shtayach. The Gemara says, sounds like an unbelievable machlokas. And the Gemara is not sure. We have two cases, both issues here, both mechza mechza and yesh shchita. Sound like very lamedish cases, but the Gemara is not even sure where it applies. So after the Gemara, Amar Rava, hakol modim. This is where it doesn't apply. Everyone agrees. Heyka the shachet siman echad of the rochavim. Yisrael, if you have a Nachri Shecht, one siman of a behema, and Yisrael Shecht, the second siman of a behema. Shei Psula. Why? Shei Nasiba Maisa Trefa, the Adavit Rochavim. If an Akum Shecht is one siman, we know in any animal that has one siman Shecht, it is a Trefa. And therefore, the Akum did a Maisa Trefa. Rashi points out it's like a Maisa Kotz Ba'alma. The Akum severed one siman, By one's been being shechted, it's going to be a treifa. Now you come and rectify the shechita, you can't rectify anything because it's going to be a maisa treifa. It's already a treifa. So therefore, it's going to be invalid. Then Raja is trying to say, what is the machokas? And Raja talks about three different places that we should have machokas, perhaps, by, let's say, Pesach, it seems, and by Paraduma. The question is, what is this machokas if Yeshua should have been the Sof or Ein Shechita El Basof? Well, Chara wants you to ask a bitter question. If you hold Ein Shechita El Basof, then how could you ever shecht? If when I'm shechting, the Maaser Shechita only applies at the end, until then, obviously, what was I doing? Making to a treifa. Why is it only a case of Akum and then Yisrael, even if a Yisrael shechts? If I shecht an animal, even if it takes 5 seconds, the first 3 seconds is going to be considered a treifa, then Ein Shechita El Basof is going to be considered a kosher shechita. But how could it be a kosher shechita? L'chara, all shechita should be problematic. How could you ever say Ein Shechita El Basof? At first glance, this question is raised by Rashi on New Testament Beis. Rashi points out that no, Rashi on New Testament Beis, we saw this Rashi in the Chabur Haftamat Shechita, Rashi on the Mishnah Yasa Shechita Sapsula points out that no, sometimes that's we can take care of. When the Halakha Shvisenai came down that you have to shecht, included in that Halakha Shvisenai is shecht, which means even though you might in theory have said it's considered a treifa, no, that's called Shechita, that's not considered a treifa. So therefore, even if you hold Ein Shechita El Basof, that's not going to be a problem. The Reim says a similar idea as far as Shechutei Chutz. Let's say he says Hachi Rabbi Chayav on Shechutei Chutz shechting carbon kachim b'chutz l'chor, when you shecht it, when you first shecht it, becomes a balmum. It's not kachim anymore. And then when you finish, you shechted and shechted kachim. You shechted something which is already kachim which have a mum b'chutz. You should never be chayv on shechutei chutz. So he says no. Obviously that's part of the point. When you shecht, the whole shechita is considered as one ma'aser shechita. That's part of what shechita means. And therefore it's not going to be considered mum, or it's going to be not considered treifa. It's going to be valid shechita. So that is not what Ein Shechita El Basof is. What is Ein Shechita El Basof? L'chor, what Ein Shechita El Basof is, it's also not a machokas l'masha when you say the bracha of Shechita. If you hold Ein Shechita El Basof, are you going to say that we know that Kometz is true and we all have to be, make the bracha over Asiyasan? Does that mean that you should have Shechita done, shecht, before you finish, then make the bracha of Yerpil, you don't have Shehiyah, so before you finish Basof, make the bracha and then shecht? Ein Shechita El Basof. Obviously not, because the Maaser Shechita starts according to everyone when you first start. Maaser Shechita means when I put the knife to the neck, that's considered Maaser Shechita. The only question is, as far as Shechita, when do we say you have the Chalos Shechita? What do I mean Chalos? Not a fancy term to be scared of. Often you use the word Chalos and hide behind Svara. Sometimes it's easy to get lost in the word Chalos and say something with sound like saying something when you're not really saying anything. Here, the word Chalos just means when Shechita is accomplished. Obviously, the Maaser Shechita and the Chalos Shechita, for most intents and purposes, happen from beginning to end. That's what Shechita means. And that's why, for example, if I have one of the Psulim of Shechita, if I shecht, and then in the middle I do shehiyah, even if you hold Ein Shechita El Basof, is shehiyah going to be a problem? If I shecht one siman, then I wait in the middle, then I shecht the next siman, is that going to be a problem with shehiyah? Yes. I Ein Shechita El Basof? So obviously, no. The Maaser Shechita is from beginning to end. You make the bracha from beginning to end, you make the bracha in the beginning, you do Tisei Dam in the end. If I hold Yesh Shechita El Basof, if I shecht a little bit, then I do have Dam from that, I do Tisei Dam then, was that good? No, obviously, we hold in basic issues of Shechita, Ein Shechita El Basof and Yesh Shechita El Basof are the same. Shechita is from beginning to end. The question is, in external dinim that are totally in Shechita, such as by Paraduma, such as Shechutei Chutz, such as Pesach, any din which is totally in Shechita but not related to Shechita per se, when does that happen? When does Torah say the Shechutei Chutz is going to happen? Is it viewed as a process or viewed only as the end of Shechita? So as far as Shechita per se, Shechita qua Shechita is always going to be a din from beginning to end. But it's in various totsos, any chalos which is independent of Shechita, which happens to come at the same time as Shechita, which part of Shechita does that happen with? Does it happen from the beginning or only at the end? That's the machlokas of Ein Shechita El Basof and Yesh Shechita El Basof. It's not as lamdish as it sounds. It's not really fundamentally machlokas within Shechita. It's machlokas in other dinim that are related to Shechita, which happened during Shechita. When does those dinim happen? They said in the beginning, middle, or end. But the Rebbe brings in only zayt of the points, side issues, not the issue of Shechita per se. Let's just hold off for a time constraints. And the Gemara does say quite clearly that if I shecht an animal, but before me an Akum shecht, so you have an Akum shecht one siman and an Yisrael shecht one siman, that is an invalid shlitza. Why is that invalid? Our Gemara calls it Maisa Trefa. Rashi points out, like we said before, let's see Rashi inside. Psula, Rashi, the first Rashi in the first wide line, first narrow line. Afil on the main shkita el basof, lomitri shkita el tochavim, miu, shkita shon nami lohavi, lavit kots ba'alma vitru falei. Lamaisa, if an Akum does one siman, you're right, it's not a shkita's Akum udamri, but it's shkita's kots. Lamaisa, it's as if something happened and this animal is a severed siman. Once the siman is severed, lamaisa is going to be a trefa, it's not going to be a valid shkita. This is the opinion, it seems, of Tosfos as well. The Gemara says in the Yedim Lamed Aleph, it's Mishnah, Yedim Lamed Aleph, Mishnah says, Shchitas Ovet Ochavim Neveila Umetabim Masa. That if a guy does the entire Shchita, then it's a Neveila, and it's going to be Tami Odamri. When I say that the animal dies, and it's going to be considered Shchita, going to be considered a Neveila. According to this Mishnah, what does our Gemara mean? The Gemara says Ma'isa Trefa. Why does our Gemara say Ma'isa Trefa and the Mishnah says it's Nevela? So what's the Pasha Teretz? When the Gemara says and our Gemara says Ma'isa Trefa, that means for the second that the Akum shechted and leaves it in thin air until I come, then it's a Trefa. But of course, once I come and shecht it, that's not going to help. It's still going to be considered Shrita Psula. What's the reason that Shrita's Akum is going to be a Shrita which is Psula? Why does Shrita's Akum not work? Why is this Mishnah true? Why is Shrita's Akum Nevela? This is a major machlokes Rishonim. Tosfos says on Daf Gimel and Beis, Tosfos says all the way in the beginning of the Masechta, at the bottom of Gimel and Beis, the Masechta Kosavar, says that it's a pasuk. V'shkitasan psula k'mosho of the Tuchavim. Why? Mizavachta. Masha atza zaveach atza ochel. Komar Ososhu bar zvicha. Rafuche ovetochavim. We learn from the passage of Zavachta that the only person who is a barachi to shecht is Yisrael. Akum is not a barachi to shecht. Which means, as the Rishavichuk points out, Rishavichuk goes to Rishavichuk, and this is in Shri Harav as well, according to Tosos, Shechitas Akum is not going to be a posel, which is lack of heksher. Lamaisa, He's not a barachi to shechita, which means if an animal shows up at your doorstep, which was shechted by a guy, that animal is going to be nevela. Why is it nevela? Because lamaisa, a guy can't shecht. Therefore, the animal used to be alive, now it's dead, and it didn't go through the normal conduit of going from life to death, which is shechita. Instead, was done by an akum, which means there's no shechita. This is no shechita. That's called a nevela. So it's not that an akum is an active posel. An akum though is lack of hechsher. He just can't be machsher. It's a machta. He's not a barachi to shechita. No different than a kof, no different than a electric saw, which falls on the animal. There's no ma'isa shechita that happened. Who disagrees with this?
Where was that
Tosos? So Tosos, in days, the rest of Tosavar. Who disagrees with Tosos? That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dal, Alchid Aleph, in Yud Beis, Akum Sheshachat Afapi. Sheshachad b'fnei Yisrael b'sakin yafeh p'yu ekatan shchitas neveila b'otal chas min haTorah. It's going to be shchitas neveila. V'zok the Rambam, why is it shchitas neveila? Shenemar b'trolcha v'chaz mizivcho mi'acha shehizir shema yocha mizivcho atolamet shehizivcho aser. Ben adam el Yisrael shenei deyuchu shchita. V'zok the Rambam, v'deder dadu halach yubeiz v'deder dadu dadu b'davar shavihu akum she'en ofer dozar shchitas neveila. V'zok the Rambam, why is shchitas akum psula? Not because Stam of a drasha from a Zavachta. According to the Rambam, the reason Shrita Akum is Psula is because the Srach of a Dazara. There's Michtas of a Dazara in Shrita Akum. And therefore, it's not just lack of Heksher. It's not just a Zavachta, he's not a Barhochi. He doesn't wear a Yamat, and therefore he can't Shecht. It's that he is going to make it into Avad Zerba Mitzas. Since he makes it into Avad Zerba Mitzas, that's why the Shrita is not valid. This is the Rambam not only in the Shrita, this is the Rambam in the last source in Hukus Tumah as well. Zap the Rambam. Shuzah Akum Nevela Mitam Bimasa Fiul Yisrael Menodaba Vinshachet Vesachin Yafish Shuzah Chiroi Akher Akum Echad Adusi Krusi Der Toshov Shuzah Nevela. Vitarav Ena Shavsim In The Very Sofrim. maybe the Rabbanon, maybe Halakha Moshe Sinai. Yishuri Tumas Avodah Zarah, Tumas Tekrov Vaseh, Midiraim. Moshe is Bayer. Just like Akum is the Rabbanon, Tumas Avodah Zarah is the Rabbanon, so too, this soul of an Akum, making to Neveila, is going to be considered a din Midirai Sofrim. Why is this Midirai Sofrim? Why is Shkidus Akum Neveila Midirai Sofrim? Because Ram holds the reason Shkidus Akum is Neveila is because it's Me'en Avodah Zarah. Which is what Rav Soloveitchik points out, according to the Rambam, the Pshat Shkidus Akum being Psula is not the same as according to Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos understands Vezavachta just means there's no Baruch to do Shkita. The animal's dead without Shkita. That means the animal's in Neveila. But according to the Rambam, no. It's not just that it's Shkita which is not valid. It's Shkita which is Me'en Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Akum is an active posel. According to that Lechara, you have to try to read the Gemara. According to the fact that our Gemara says, Nasabai's Maisa Trefa, that makes sense according to Tosus, that says, Maisa Trefa means the Akum just couldn't do anything good. Since he couldn't do anything good, he did something bad. Slice it like your coats. It was not a valid Shkita. But according to the Rambam, it's not just that it was a Maisa Trefa. According to the Rambam, the Pshat is that he actually imbued it with Avodah Zarah. That's worse than just Maisa Trefa. That means that he did a posel in the Shkita. But that's the famous machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. Let's hold off on questions just to finish up the point. And because of this, we might have insight into what is a very famous Shver Rambam. Rambam, after Olchid Alpha, Olchid Beis, says Olchid Jimel. Before you see the Rambam again, let's remember what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Ein Shkita Ela V'Sof, and Yishkul Shkita V'Sof is Machokas. But Amar Rava, Rabbi say, everyone make sure you know this code. Amar Rava, HaKalmodim. Hecha D'Shokat Tzimin Echad, Olchid Rechav, and Tzimin Echad Yisrael. Everyone agrees. If you have a Jew and a Goy split the Shkita, she P'sula. Shunazim Master Trefa. Everyone agrees that Shkita is going to be considered Shkita P'sula. Why? Maisa Matrefa. Meaning, is that related Bechlal? Machokas of Yeshua Shkita V'Sof, Yeshua De'el V'Sof? Anyone? No. Again, Rava says Mefurish, that everyone agrees that if you have an Akum and Yisrael Shecht, and both split, whether you hold Ein Shkita El V'Sof, or Yeshua Shkita V'Sof, that Shkita is not valid. Correct? Pasha Gemara. Zach the Rambam. Hishil Akum, Halacha Yudimel. Hiskel Akum Lishchot Miyot Simanin V'Gamar Yisrael. Oh, Hiskel Yisrael V'Gamar Akum P'sula Yeshna L'Shkitaso Mitzchila V'Yatzof. Zach the Rambam. Why is it that if an Akum starts and Yisrael finishes, or Yisrael starts and Akum finishes, the Shkita P'sula? Because Yeshna L'Shkita Mitzchila V'Yatzof is all considered part of the Maaseh Shkita. L'Chara it's a Pele. The Rambam is against the Gemara Mefurash. The Gemara says Mefurash that the reason of Yeshua Shkita V'Yatzof or Yeshua V'Yatzof is not related to the idea of Akum and Yisrael. That's other Machloksim. But it's Mefurash that you don't need to say Yeshua Shkita V'Yatzof to say that Akum and Yisrael are going to be Pasul. Why does the Rambam say that the only reason it's going to be Pasul is because Yeshua Shkita V'Yatzof? So Rav Shechter quotes the Ar Sameach on this Rambam. The Ar Sameach says, L'chari, this is the Machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi L'Shitaso. According to Rashi, the Gemara can really say very well whether you hold Ein Shkita El Vesof or Yeshua Shkita Matilov Yadsof, it's going to be possible because an Akum Shech did the first Simon. But L'chor, according to the Rambam understands that what does an Akum do? Akum is not just lack of Hechsher. Akum is going to be a Posel. If Akum is going to be a Posel, that, as Rabbi Rosenberg would say, its strength is its weakness. With Ora, you can say that just like an Akum is going to be a posel if he shefts one simon, we also can now say that if a Yisrael shefts another simon, maybe I would have thought that makes the behema totally kshera. According to Rashi, that says that an Akum is really just lack of anything, if he shefts one simon, then Yisrael shefts the next simon, lamaisa, that's going to be a shkita, which is going to be shkita psula. But according to the Rambam, what's the reason shkita is psula? Because the Akum injects the Avodah Zarah into the shkita. But I would have thought maybe that injecting of the Zara can be counteracted by me injecting Kedusha into the Shkita. So if the Akum shefts one simon and the Yisrael shefts the next simon, maybe I would have thought that if Ein Shkita El Levasof, the Yisrael shefting at the end is going to make a Kedusha. Who is it? Nikral Shemo? It's Nikral Shema Yisrael. Therefore, there's no over the Zara. Says Rav Smith, that's what the Rambam has to tell us. No. Pshat in the Halacha is that since Akum and Yisrael are in tandem, and Yeshua Shkita Mitzchila V'Yatzof, that's where the Akum is going to Pasel. Because according to the Rambam L'Shitaso, the Rambam understands that Akum is a Posel. But if the Akum is a Posel, maybe the Yisrael can go back and counter and say, haha, I'll be machshir. But if the Yeshua is considered to be the Akum can't do it. Since it's Oksid and Raisa Shrita, just like the Akum is going to pass with one, the Yisrael is going to cannot be machshir the second. That's your Samayach's Lumdus. What's the problem with that? It's against the Gemara. So you have a Lumdus from today till tomorrow, Lamaisa is against the Gemara. What do you do with the fact that it's against the Gemara? Or Samayach doesn't answer that. So Baal Batish, and then with this Baal Batish approach, you can either like, you don't necessarily need your Samayach. With Chor Bezei Shli Yashiv, we're now going to be, this Shabbos is the Shabbos Mavorchim of Chodesh Adar Beis. And there's a question the poster asked. It says, Halacha, is, in Gemara and Tainis says, which is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha is, of course, the end of Tainis. Two dinim. Mishnah says in Mesechus Tainis, Mishnah says Avim Matim Mesimcha. Up to Gemara and Tainis, Kashem Mishnah says Avim Matim Mesimcha. Kach, Mishnah says Adar Marbim Mesimcha. The problem is, in Shulchan Aruch, we don't quote Mishnah says Adar Marbim Mesimcha. Now that could be answered. But what's worse is that we do quote Mishnichnos Av Mematim Mesimcha. So Lachora, if it's Kishem, why is the Mishnichnos Av Mematim Mesimcha quoted, Mishnichnos not quoted? It might be the Baal Batim Pshat is that Lamaisa neither are quoted. Mishnichnos Av Mematim Mesimcha is not quoted. Chavos Alvavos is not quoted. Perhaps even if it's Nodei Lamaisa, it's not quoted anyway because it's not Nodei Shulchan Aruch. And maybe Mishnichnos Av Mematim Mesimcha is also not quoted. If you open up Hilchos Tisha B'Av, it starts off Mishnichnos Av Mematim Mesimcha. The Shulchan Aruch is not quoting the din that emotionally you have to be in a worse mood from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. That's the Shulchan Aruch's Hakdama to dinim that you have to do. Certain dinim that you need to do, Mematim, Nelisa, Melita, Nelivnas, Melantala, all those things that you have to do start from Rosh Chodesh Av. So the Shulchan Aruch is using a Melitza. It's not that Halacha, Mishnah Av Matim Simcha, you have to be in a bad mood. Mishnah Av Matim Simcha means that I'm now going to tell you certain dinim that you have to do. Since there are no dinim as far as Ador, we don't quote that in Shulchan Aruch, which means when Shulchan Aruch quotes the words, Mishnah Av Matim Simcha, is that the Halacha from the Gemara? No, it's a Melitza, which is a good way to introduce the Halachos of Tisha B'Av. It might be that's the same shot in the Rambam as well. The Rambam really says, no. In the Gemara, Ein Shchita El Basov, or Yesh Shchita El Basov, that really is a Machlokes, which is not Nodea. The Rambam just wants to say, in a fancy way, you should just know, from beginning to end, it's called Meister Shchita. If the Rambam says, Yesh Shchita El Basov, that's what the Rambam just means, is that, oh, that you should just know, it's all considered Meister Shchita, not that it's telling the Machlokes in the Gemara. It's against the Gemara, it just means, that's a Melitza, you just know, Shchita means, from beginning to end, that's all called Shchita, that's the basic Yisod of Shchita. Might be Baal Batish, definitely is apropos for the season, and either way, we should definitely all be Zalka to be Marvin B'Simcha.
One hour on what you said originally, that the focus. So I took it totally differently.
Yeah.
Everyone,
they still didn't say the Gemara. No, the Gemara.
The Ram himself,
it's
the same. Yeah, okay. The Ram himself, though, it's also. Look at the Ram himself, though. It's a
question of the Ram.
He addresses it, that he's called a Nevela, not a tree.
Yes, also,
okay. So it's a question. Okay, I'm
right. Also, same.
And he put the Nevela. Once you wrote the Nevela, you're fine. For the record. Whatever, I'll.
Okay,
cool. Very quickly, just. So, the way you understood it. Because I also had a thing what's exactly arguing about. You understood that, okay, everyone agrees that the Maisa Shchita
is
intense. Yeah, other colors. Right. So rather, they're all arguing the other day.
Right.
I think the more, because the reason to say this is what I'm about to say. Let's say I'll just, more reasons than just this, but I'll just put, let's say, the all the Rishon who argue on Rashi, that's like the Rashi, but whatever, who argue on Rashi that on the bottom, the way Rashi, the last post is on the Yama, whatever, that he understands that Rashi says that the Psul in Barikara and Duma, the Psul in Shkita itself, and he says the Psul in Vlacha, even with the Shkita. So the Rashi's lesson there, this other Rashi's lesson, the Rashi's lesson is that once you do the Shkita, the without a kosher shchita, therefore it has a shame paraduma on it, then even the mafreya, the one who says the tuvat sof, is tami the mafreya from the shas from the beginning, right? So it sounds like that has nothing to do with whether or not you're saying the question is when does the chalos happen? The chora, he's saying the first, the chalos only happens once you finish the shchita, it becomes a kosher paraduma then. The mafreya, your tami,
as far as paraduma is concerned, not as far as mishchita is concerned. That's
another thing. It sounds like Rashi, I just had a different understanding of the subject. I thought that the chat would be like you said at the end of it. Was that the question is not on the mice? Everyone agrees on the mice mishchita. The question is. One is the shechita chashiv and avoda the whole time. It's a din kachin.
Maybe it's
a bais shechita, but not avoda shechita. That's one. That is actually very interesting because taka, there's no nafkamina according to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yes.
The only Rambam is like the Kulin. We know this Rambam as well. And or the Rambam also has the other that the question is bais shechita. Of course, there is. The question is when do we call it that it's Nikra, like the Rambam says, when is Nikra Hashem, when do we give it, like, okay, this Shechita is a Shechita of, etc. That's kind of what you were saying.
Right.
That's from the Rambam.
No one says that, it's ironic.
That's the type of Rambam. Yes, that's why the Rambam is a Shver. The Rambam is the only one of all the Shonim who learn that our Gemara is doing Kulin, the Torah. So it's very Shver that the Gemara is nowhere to do Kachim and it's not in. So
yes.
That's why the Rambam is
yes.
Very glad.
No one says anything about this. No one says anything.
So it means everything that ever was a rove and Ruvel Kapul also, there's no difference. Every time the Torah is a rove, it always means Ruvel Kapul on everything. I thought I was learning the Sukkot points to Rashi, and that's why, it's held the other way. Why is it not only everywhere in Shas? I don't know Shas.
It is a good story.
The only case the Gemara thought is bringing Shas is this one case of Rabbi Tama. So I thought, no, because these two cases, it's not Ruvel Kapul, it's do we have rove? Or at least have the Havamir. That's
very
what the Beis Levi talks about when the Torah
talks
about.
Let's talk more. I want to talk about also with the Rambam. Sunday, let's decide if it's Sunday, I'm not sure. Whatever, either Sunday or Monday.
Okay, so.
Fine, please come over. Try it.
Why is it not a thing?
Why do you have to?